Everybody's looking for change, but who will take the lead? It's gonna start with me. Give a smile. All right, welcome in, everyone. That is Ruth LaAntra. I thought the name of it was something else, but anyway. But it is just speaking to how we can stay in this practice of defining, creating a vision, color inside and outside the lines, when we can really know that it is about how we choose to show up in any given situation and circumstance. That's what it's all about. So we're about to head into meditation. There's a light in me that was made to shine. All right, so there is a light in all of us that's made to shine, and we are shining brightly, and we are shining every day because we are surrendering to just connecting with the present moment. So we're going to connect by pulling our card. If you are new, this is Barbara J. Faison, and this is the Why Struggle podcast. I also do a simulcast with my Facebook group, which is called A Slice of Silence. And I pull an oracle card, or a card that will give us some guidance or a reminder, because you are the oracle. You're the oracle for your life. And just remember that. No one needs to tell you anything. You just need to listen and flow. All right, so we're going to pull a card. Nothing is standing out. I'm just going to take a breath, pull a card. I'm feeling so much better. Thank you. All right. Oh, we just got this one. I freely express who I am. It is my birthright to express myself in ways that are fulfilling to me. I freely express who I am. It is my birthright to express myself in ways that are fulfilling for me. Good morning, Yvette. And that's what it's all about. You know, I use my analogy of life is like this big cosmic jigsaw puzzle. And if it's a round circular puzzle and you are a part of the sky, your piece will not fit where the water is. If you are a part of the earth, you will not fit where the trees are. So just own where you are, bright, shine your light. Be who you are and know that your piece is fitting just where it's supposed to, because you wouldn't fit anywhere else anyway. So I am so glad you are here with me, with this group, being in energy together as we go out and we surrender and we go with the flow. At least that's what I do my best to do. So let's get started with our practice. Our practice will begin with this tone. I will guide you into the meditation. And then at some point in time, there will be a slice of silence, which means I will not be speaking and you'll just be sitting with yourself and being in that practice. So whenever you have a need to connect with yourself, it won't feel foreign because you have been practicing and you know it's very natural to sit with yourself and listen for guidance. Before we go in, I just want to say hello to everyone. Hello, Andy, Yvette, Henry, Russ, Tyrell, Teresa, Rukama, and anyone else that may not be showing up in my list of viewers. I thank you for being here. Sometimes I don't get to see everyone, but I am grateful for your presence and your energy, as is everyone. We call ourselves Partners in Practice. So, Partners in Practice, let's begin our practice. Get comfortable. If you're seated, make sure that your feet are flat. Your back is straight yet relaxed, and you don't have anything crossed, that your feet are flat and not crossed, that your arms are not crossed. And let's begin our morning daily practice. We begin by taking three deep breaths together. We breathe in through our nose. We hold and exhale with a loud sigh and go deep because it's the beginning of the morning. We want to make sure that we are taking all of any stale or toxic air out of our lungs. So we're getting fresh air in. So let's breathe in and out. Breathe in Breathe in and out. And just feel the settling of just taking those three deep breaths. Allow your eyes to lower or close to lessen any connection to the external world and distractions, and just continue to breathe now at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And just breathing in and knowing and connecting with that expression of who you are, being tuned in to being that person that you came here to be. Breathing in and breathing out and connecting and feeling a sense of contentment, because contentment is a great place to kind of ride. We are not always going to feel excited and joyful. We're not always going to feel sad and despaired and despair. If we can just remain in a space of contentment that allows us to lift ourselves up when we're ready, and that's a good space to kind of hang out. So just sit and breathe and think about something that makes you just feel satisfied and content. And in that breathing, know that you are fully equipped to handle anything. You can show up in any time, in any situation, and be who you are and freely express who you are without concern for other people's thoughts, ideas, or opinions. You are confident. You are strong. You are loving. You are kind. You are loved. You are a magnificent representation of all there is, just as you are. Connecting with your breath, knowing that you are enough at all times in all situations and circumstances. That you bring to this world a level of energy, kindness, love, compassion, passion, healing, and presence unlike any other. And as we sit in our space of silence, we just take all of that in, all of those thoughts and the kindness and the gratitude and appreciation that we feel for being content with where we are, knowing that we're not easily ruffled. We have the ability to manage our emotions and thoughts and feelings as needed. So just sit and allow that energy to just be. As you listen and practice, and allow the silence to wrap around you, to nurture you, to heal you, to guide you, and knowing that all is well. And just breathe. I freely express who I am. Everyone loves me and always wants to help me. I am safe. It's time to return now. Let's keep our eyes closed and rub our hands together. Get some energy going. And let's place your left hand over your left ear and your right hand over your right ear. And send some energy into your ears. And take a deep breath in through your nose, hold briefly, and exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes and take a look around. Stretch, move, do whatever you want to do. Smile. And be grateful. Be grateful that you've taken this time to surrender to the silence. To surrender to the silence, to surrender to the flow of life in the present moment. I am your guide, Barbara J. Faison. We'll be here tomorrow sometime in the day. I'm not quite sure. It's the weekend, so we just kind of flow on the weekends, and I'm grateful that you flow with me. But we'll be here. Get out in nature if you can and stop and breathe and savor a little bit of life today, knowing that all is well. And it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.